I'm Sonia Morton Firth, and you're watching The Sonia Morton Firth Show. Today I'm live from Canary Wharf at the mass signing of the Armed Forces Covenant. My guest is Scott Johnson, a former soldier in the Royal Engineer Bomb Disposal Unit. Scott started an online business directory for UK military veterans, and it's now the largest in the UK. If you're a veteran wondering where to start, or are interested in supporting people that have put themselves on the line for our country, then this interview is for you. Scott, thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
Pleasure.
And what an amazing view, right?
It doesn't get much better than that, the Canary Wharf skyline in the background.
Exactly. A little bit different to my kitchen where I do most of the interviews. But I'm honoured to be here today, and I was here for the mass signing of the covenants. Can you explain, talk a little bit more about that and what that is?
So today we organised an event, a mass signing of the Armed Forces Covenant with veteran-owned businesses or spousal-owned businesses. So there was 30 businesses signed up as the initial signing of the Armed Forces Covenant, and then there were 7 businesses that came along who'd already signed it, but they renewed their pledges and added some extra detail in as they've grown from when they initially signed the covenant. So for those who in your audience who don't know what the Armed Forces Covenant is, the Armed Forces Covenant is the nation's pledge that anybody who served won't be disadvantaged because of that service. Mm. So anybody, any kind business entity can sign up to the Armed Forces Covenant and pledge that, you know, just because someone has served, they won't be disadvantaged because of that service. You can build on that then and add in unique pledges to your covenant signing in terms of what your business is. You might offer people flexibility, for example, if they're currently serving, if you do a subscription product, let's say, and somebody gets deployed and goes away, you'll say that we'll halt your subscription because you can't come and use the gym when you're deployed.
Okay.
So, the like I said, the covenant is about that people won't be disadvantaged, but there might be opportunities where you may benefit from differential treatment, for example. So,
and do you think there's a lot more companies that are going for this, that are employing vets?
Yeah, so the Armed Forces Covenant is coming up to 5,000 people. Businesses signed it. It's been going for several years at a couple of different names, and it's evolved into the Armed Forces Covenant. So it's pretty substantial.
I mean, we're sitting here in the financial heart, pretty much Canary Wharf. Barclays has been a big part of this event.
Yeah, so Barclays have hosted the event today for us, and this is where we are in One Churchill Place here in the heart of Canary Wharf. And Barclays have been one of the early signatories, as they mentioned earlier when they talked about how Barclays are supporting the armed forces community as a whole with the various different programs they've got running, such as the VETS, the Veteran Employment Transition Scheme, and the AFTERS program, which is like an internship where people leaving the military can come and do an intern program in Barclays whilst they're still paid by the military and decide whether they want to get into banking as a career once they leave the military.
Why do you think it's so important, Scott, that veterans have this support?
I think in terms of people supporting veterans, for me it isn't about people feeling sorry for us, you know, and this perception that's out there currently that veterans are all mad, bad or sad, you know. And
I like that, mad, bad or sad.
And that's the terminology going around with it and the narrative and the perspective from the public. And that's led generally by the press. So whenever you hear about a veteran in any kind of news, whether it be film or printed press, there's something, it's the negative context of service.
Yeah.
So physical injury, mental health issues, homelessness, substance misuse, whatever it might be.
Post-traumatic stress.
Absolutely. But there's a huge percentage of veterans that go on after service to do normal, everyday kind of things and generally excel in doing those things. So, you know, they make great employees, and Deloitte have run a program for the last 4 years called Veterans Work, where they're trying to focus on getting, selling the advantages of employers taking veterans on because of the skill set they've got, because of the amount of money they've had spent on them in terms of training through their military careers, and you know that they make good employees. And the kind of thing that I focus on through my business, Veteran Owned UK, is the entrepreneurial side of things. So people who go on to start their own businesses, and you know, they may start off as just individuals and working on their own, but grow those businesses to become employers, and how they can benefit the community themselves then.
So what gave you the inspiration to start your own business and this directory own? Because it's going great guns, and as I understand it, you're the largest in the UK.
Yeah, so it's the largest in the UK.
Your inspiration? Because you served as well, Scott.
Yeah, so I'd love to say that I came up with the idea, but I didn't. I saw an American version and thought, that's
trust it, the Americans beat us to it.
In all honesty, they're probably 10 to 15 years ahead of us in terms of support for veterans and where they are and how they've rebranded veterans since 9/11 in, you know, on US soil. And if you think back to the 70s, how unfairly and poorly veterans were treated in the Vietnam era, for example. You know, and they've really turned the corner with that in terms of the support that's out there for veterans, and they've got the Veterans Administration, and there's the GI Bill and all those other things going on in the US. So they're really 10, 15 years ahead of us. But things are starting to change now in the UK, and those things are starting to come through. So I saw this on Google one day. I saw this veteran-owned business directory in the US and decided, you know, what a great thing to be able to do. If I need to buy a product or a service and I don't know somebody who's directly doing that within my local network or my connections, then I'd like to keep the money within my peer group, veterans.
Yeah.
So swapped over to google.co.uk and had a look, and there was nothing going at the time. So when I seen there was nothing there, I started it. So I went and got the Facebook page, the Twitter page, and Instagram page, and then bought the domain name and literally sat there on the computer one day with the website, WordPress website builder, and the other half of the screen, how to build a website for
Dennis. Wow, so you actually built it yourself.
Version one, I built myself. So version two, we're on now. I got professionals in to do that once it started generating income. But the important thing for me initially was the proof of concept. If it works in the US, doesn't mean that it instantly translates over to the UK.
Yeah.
So was there an appetite in the UK for people using the directory, both the public, because that's what it's focused at in terms of using the directory, but also would people want to list on there?
Yeah.
Did people want to say, my business is a veteran-owned business?
And when you think about this, the UK veteran community, do you know how many vets have we got here in the UK?
So there's roughly between 2.5 and 2.6 million veterans in the UK. I've done some research in terms of that percentage, how many veteran-owned businesses, and it's estimated there's around 187,000 active businesses today that are owned by veterans. Once you take the spousal community on top of that, then, you know, there's another huge...
And when you say spousal community, that those are the wives...
Wives and partners of either serving members of the armed forces or veterans. And Veteran-Owned UK is open to that community. So it's serving members of the armed forces, veterans or spouses of either of those things.
I mean, it sounds like an absolutely fantastic service. What are the advantages, say, for a vet for coming onto your platform?
So the advantages of somebody listing and being part of the Veteran-Owned UK community is exposure to the public. So as we said earlier, Veteran-Owned UK is the largest directory of this type in the UK. There's over 1,100 businesses listed on the website now. We've got around 37,000 followers across our social media platform. We get between 7,000 and 10,000 hits on the website every month. So by listing on the directory, you were tapping into that traffic naturally coming through the directory. And if you think about it in terms of names we all know, Veteran Owned UK is a bit of a mix between a hybrid of Yell.com and Checkatrade.
Okay.
So Checkatrade is for a specific type of person, tradesman.
Yeah, tradesman.
Yeah, and Yell.com is the generic, anybody can list on it, any type of business. Yeah. So Veteran Owned UK sits in the middle. So it's any type of business can list on it as long as they're from that serving member of the armed forces, veteran or spouse community. So it kind of sits in the middle of the two. And my vision for it, my aim for it, is to make it as well known as Checkatrade. So if you think you need a plumber,
excellent.
First place you're going to look, Checkatrade. And that's what I want veteran-owned UK to be.
So basically, as a business, as another business or a service, you want people to think, okay, this is going to be a veteran-owned business. But why should people go for veteran-owned businesses?
So lots of people think it's because of that pity factor, you know, and I can support a veteran-owned business.
Yeah.
But it absolutely isn't about that. Mm. It's about the military values that are ingrained in those who've served.
Tell me about the military values.
So when you go through basic training and you serve, you get these values ingrained in you. So things like integrity, attention to detail, willingness to see a task through, a desire to serve, you know, and a really outstanding work ethic. And if you ask somebody to do a survey on the street, you know, list some things that you'd like to see in a business that you was going to spend money with, those things would be coming up on that list.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're going to get with veteran-owned businesses, spousal-owned businesses, because they've spouses have
as it's been ingrained
equally,
in them, I guess.
Equally
as
much of the military community as those wearing green kit themselves. You know, and those values are ingrained in people because they live it day in, day out. And when you leave service, you've still got those in you. And, you know, I'd quite happily put my mortgage on it that if you was to have two comparable businesses, one owned by a veteran and one owned by a non-veteran, you'd get a better service. They'd go above and beyond with the veteran community because that's in their core values.
So you're basically saying vets make great entrepreneurs.
Yeah, and that's fact, you know.
Yeah,
and like I said, Deloitte's have done the Veterans Work Programme for the last 4 years, and how veterans make great employees. Again, because of those principles that are ingrained in them. And that entrepreneurial spirit within veterans is really strong.
I guess it's a self-starting as well.
Exactly, you know, and people often think, and we were talking today about it, how there's a perception that if you serve in the military, you're told exactly what to do, 24 hours a day, go here, do this, do that way. And that's not the truth, you know, it's far from it. So in military service, you get given an overarching objective. How you achieve that comes down to you as individuals, as at unit level. So you'll work out how you're going to achieve the objective within your team, within your troop, within your squadron. And all those planning, initiative, adaptability, resilience, all those things make great entrepreneurial skills. And that's why people gravitate towards, I really want to start my own business, you know, and going into doing that. And the statistics in the US that between 30 and 40% of veterans will go on to start their own business within their time after leaving the military, whereas the civilian community is a lot less. It's around 12 to 15%.
Mm. So there's something inherent in veterans
absolutely.
To make them good entrepreneurs, basically.
Good at it, and you get drawn towards it as well.
What about all the adversities that they have to overcome? I guess the horrors of war, the atrocities that you see. Is there anything there that you think helps them?
I guess it depends on the individual and how they look at it. But, you know, a lot of people talk about post-traumatic growth and how you come out the back end of a traumatic experience and turn it into a positive thing as opposed to a negative thing. And, you know, the resilience that people who've served have got is a skill set that you can use in business. And when you get, as many businesses do, when you get knock after knock after knock and things not going right, your resilience to actually just take it on the chin, keep going, and
having run my own businesses myself, it can be one of the hardest things out there. You know,
it is hard.
Corporate life, 9 to 5, it's very structured. But you know, running your own business, you're very much left to your own devices, and you've got to pull it from within. Even
you're
getting
accountable,
out of bed,
aren't you?
You're
you
accountable
know?
To absolutely.
You know, and you've got to pay other people's wages before paying your own.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to ensure that money's coming in to be able to pay the bills.
Even just getting out of bed in the morning, you're not getting out of bed to go to a job as such. You're doing it for yourself.
You know, and that resilience and that desire to do that, I think, is one of the inherent things that comes from your service in the military, and hence why that veterans make really good entrepreneurs.
And how do you work with the other side? So you've got the veterans that can come on board and sign up.
Yeah.
But then you also have the public that can find out and find what sort of services.
That's right. So the website is aimed at the public using it to find a business owned by somebody within the military community. So it isn't for the veteran community to support themselves. So it's aimed at the public and, you know, wanting to do that because of those values. So lots of different events that we do and engaging with civilian companies, like today we're here with Barclays, you know, and getting involved with DRM, the Defence Relationship Management Team, and how they can interact with lots of big businesses and how we can support each other. And it's about collaboration, you know, and there's a lot that the veteran community's got to offer. And there's equally the same amount that the civilian community and business have got to offer the veteran community. So by partnering up and collaborating, we can benefit each other. And by doing that, you become more than the sum of your own value, I guess.
Completely.
Yeah.
What's your big vision? Where do you want to take it? Where do you see it going in the next 5 or 10 years?
So the next 5 years, my five-year plan, if you like, the vision for me is Checkatrade. And that's from the day I started it, that's always been my, this is what I'm basing it on. Mm. And I don't necessarily want it to be the same size as Checkatrade in 5 years. It's more about how well known Checkatrade is. And like I said earlier, if you need a plumber, the first place you go and type in
Checkatrade.
You know, and I want that to be the go-to for the public when they want to find a business that they don't know somebody in their own network. I'm going to look on veteran-owned UK and find that there from the veteran community.
Fantastic. And if I were to ask you, which is my final question, if you were to write a message in a bottle for future generations to find, it's a bit of a hot, maybe a tricky one, what would that message be?
For me, I think it's about seeing the value in veterans, you know, and changing the narrative from the negative perception to the positive perception. And that would be my message, I guess, is see the value that veterans have to offer and bring to the table, as opposed to the small percentage that, you know, unfortunately suffer with whatever it might be, whether it be post-traumatic stress, mental health issues, physical injury, you know, because the majority, the bigger number, are the guys leading normal lives and getting on with building big businesses, you know, building small businesses, making great employees. So that would be just change that narrative and how the public was to look
Reframe
at veterans.
How they see veterans.
Rebrand the word veteran.
Veteran. Scott, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for taking this opportunity to be on my show. It's
Perfect.
Been great to have you.
Thank you for having me, Sonia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, there's a new interview out every Monday, so hit subscribe and like, and you'll get it straight into your inbox.